Time for Pahuska's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Huskies, Joe Sindelar. Pahuska dropping a close one at home to Kansas on the Huskies' homecoming, 14-7. Pahuska is hosting Commerce for their second straight home game on Thursday night. That's a 7:30 kickoff from the beach. And Coach Sindelar, I know in a one-possession game like that, I'm sure there's lots of things you look back on and thought, well, if we just did this a little bit better, we would have gotten out and won.
Yeah, I think you said it pretty well, except for I'd like to maybe add to that is not just a little bit better. I think there's we've still got this same bug that's been biting us week after week is a failure to execute. And this last week we were down a few players, so we weren't at full strength. We knew that going in, so we tried to simplify the offense and try to execute the best we could. But once again, anytime you've got some injuries and you're not playing at full strength, you're just not going to be able to do what you think you're capable of doing, and so I think it's kind of been a little bit of a week after week thing that we're trying to overcome is the failure to execute, and especially in really important times, in pretty important parts of the game. We were pretty disappointed when we came down with the final drive and maybe had an opportunity to get it into the end zone late, and we took a loss on a play when we were close to the goal line and set us back, the 8-yard line or something like that. And so we failed to get it in then on that last fourth down play. It was an interception. So we were pretty disappointed to be in the game that close. But I think we all know as fans and coaches, it doesn't ever come down to one play. It's how you play the entire game. And unfortunately, we put ourselves in a position where we weren't able to overcome it.
Talking with Pahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar following the Huskies' 14-7 loss at home against Kansas this past week in Pahuska's homecoming. They're going to host Commerce at 7:30 on Thursday night, as pretty much the whole state playing on Thursday evening because of fall break this week. And Coach Sindelar, I'm certain kind of the same thing we've been talking about. You talked about sounding like a broken record, but Commerce is a beatable ball club. We talked about the fact that your district is pretty open after you get past Nowata, and are you still going to have an opportunity to pick up some wins if you start playing well and executing, as you would say?
Well, and I think that's accurate. I think we've still got an opportunity to put ourselves in a position to make the playoff, but it's getting late, and it's time for us to start winning some of these ball games. When I look at Commerce on film, they run a lot of things that are very similar on offense to what we do, so some of the formations are a little bit different, but the style of play is very similar to what we see every week in practice, when we're watching ourselves. So maybe that'll prove to be advantageous to us. Hopefully they run a 4-3 on defense, and that's a familiar defense. And once again, it comes down to making sure that you just execute, make sure you're blocking the right guy and run the right route, all of those types of things. So, you're exactly right. Once again, when we've only won one game right here, we don't look at anybody as beatable. We just got to make sure that we go out there and take care of ourselves, make sure we execute, and then hopefully the game will turn out in our favor.
Pahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar, Huskies hosting Commerce Thursday. That's tomorrow evening at 7:30 in a game you can hear right here on Sports Talk 1500 AM. KPGM, of course, online at BartlesvilleRadio.com and on our Bartlesville Radio app, and of course on 100.1 FM HD2 on your high-definition radios. Coach Sindelar, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.